A campaign operative working for Republican Mark Harris has been indicted. But a clear case against McRae-Dowless does not necessarily mean Mark Harris, the candidate, will be charged. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Last week, McRae-Dowless was arrested for illegally possessing absentee ballots. Dowless allegedly paid people to collect mail-in ballots from voters in Bladen and Robeson counties. And he may have done it before. In the 2016 GOP primary, Dowless helped now State Senator Todd Johnson win all but 5 mail-in votes in Bladen County. But proving what the candidates knew and when they knew it could be much more difficult.
For the crime of conspiracy to exist, both participants have to have a meeting of the minds. It's essentially a criminal contract.
That's UNC law professor Richard Myers. Myers is a former federal prosecutor.
Both parties have to know that the criminal activity will take place at some point in the future and agree that it will take place at some point in the future.
Myers spoke generally about conspiracy and did not directly address the Ninth District case. Harris's son John, now a federal prosecutor, warned his father to stay away from Dowless. But Mark Harris maintains he knew nothing of what Dowless was up to. The same goes for Andy Yates, the political consultant Harris hired to run his 2018 campaign. And even if Mark Harris should have known Dowless was up to no good, that would not necessarily make him a co-conspirator. Campbell University law professor Zachary Bolitho is a former federal prosecutor and associate deputy attorney general with the U.S. Justice Department.
There's a difference between knowing that someone else is engaging in criminal activity and you yourself agreeing that it's going to be a joint enterprise.
In a potential conspiracy case, Bolitho said a prosecutor would be on the lookout for information, documentation, and other evidence that could prove there was an agreement between two or more suspects. Such evidence could come from someone who has already been charged, like Dowless. But Bolitho says prosecutors are necessarily careful when dealing with cooperating witnesses.
Because you know that that witness has something to gain by cooperating.
Mark Harris says he won't run in the new election planned for the 9th District. But political damage may be all that the former pastor suffers from his association with McRae-Dowless. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.